Despite efforts to help educate the public about the dangers of identity theft, Nino Amato with the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Group says thousands of cases are still reported each year.
The Department of Health Services have identified that 50,000 people a year have been financially abused in the state, and 60% comes from the families itself.
Those cases often involve someone taking advantage of an elderly family member or parents using the identity of a young child. Elder Law Center Director John Hendrick says many more go unreported unless a community advocate gets involved.
They may be the first person that's contacted, and they may have to work with the person and talk to them over a period of time until they realize that they need to make a police report.
Hendrick says several community advocacy groups, banks, and law enforcement officials are forming a statewide coalition aimed at educating those who work in the community about how to spot identity theft.
Improve the assistance that we provide to victims of identity theft with a special focus on where the family member is the perpetrator.
Hendrick says advocates are usually the best defense since families often try to protect the perpetrator. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.